Now joined by Coach Heather Hall up at Princeton High School, Lady Tigers getting ready for their crossover matchup. Traveling over to the West this year are the Eastern schools. And for Princeton, that has Lady Tigers making not too long of a trip. West on 35, then north a little bit up to Grant City, Missouri. Going to play the Worth County Lady Tigers, Battle of Tigers, coming up Thursday night at 5:30. Then you got the home stretch. You got a home tournament on the 6th. You got a couple of games on the road. A home game for senior night against Winston. Then it's districts. It's all coming to a head here, Coach.
The season has went by really fast. It's kind of hard to believe that we're just a couple weeks away from districts.
So last week you got a victory against Milan on the home field. You got a victory against Polo on the home field. You're feeling pretty good. I know it wasn't a victory against Maysville last Thursday, but very competitive, a 5-3 loss against a team that's playing pretty well. Did the girls play as well as that score might indicate to me, Coach?
I think they did play well. We had a few mishaps early in the game, and we were able to kind of fight back and then score our runs in the fifth. And I think for the first time pretty much all season, I was able to tell the girls, look, a few defensive misplays here and there, really put a few runs, extra runs on the board for them. So that's something that I haven't been able to say. I mean, thankfully, I haven't been able to say a lot this year, but it was a competitive ball game. Maysville's a good ball club. They've been playing really good ball this year. So I was glad to see us competing with them.
Yeah, the other thing, too, is as you're kind of describing how that game went, and you got behind early because of some defensive errors, you can lose a game in the first and second innings every bit as much as the sixth and seventh.
Oh, absolutely. And that's something, it seems like the last two or three games that we've played, we have got behind early in the game, and then late in the game, we've come back and scored our run. So, I mean, I think that says a lot about our team, that we're not giving up. And, you know, if you get up on us first, it's no big deal to us because we know that we can score. So that's really telling about our team.
So you play Bramer on Monday and you win that one 15-5. And it sounds like other than the Mercer game, which you kind of overwhelmed Mercer a little bit in their last game before they had to disband their program due to numbers, your offense was really going well on Monday, Coach, against Bramer. What clicked for the Tigers?
Yeah, we had a lot of solid contact, solid base hits. Bramer had some defensive errors, too, that, you know, didn't help their case. But I was really proud of the way that our girls were able to put the ball in play. And, you know, when you get the ball in play, things happen to make the other team make the play. And so we put the pressure on Bramer by putting the ball in play often. So that really worked out in our favor.
So you were to play Worth County last night. The game got canceled, and you're playing Worth County anyway. So what's the scouting report on them, Coach? How good is the matchup on Thursday?
You know, I think it's going to be a pretty even matchup. It's kind of funny that we haven't played them yet because usually, I think the last 2 years, we've played them three times. Each season, it's kind of not super familiar with one another. But I know that they're bringing their inhaler tough team, but I think that we're playing really good ball right now and that we should go out and compete with them.
And King City is generally a team that has really strong tradition, really strong teams, and you know they're also that size of school that sometimes you just don't quite have the talent base. And just looking at scores, it looks like they've had a little bit in the way of struggles this year, but that traditionally that's been a very tough place to win for the Princeton Tigers going over there on the 4th.
Oh, absolutely. I think since I've been coaching, we haven't ever won a game at King City. We beat them last year, but at their place, it's a tough place to play. They're not a typical King City team of the past several years. We played them the first day of the season in the but, you know, that teams have surely improved by then. I know that we've improved since then, so I think it could be a different and probably a prettier ball game. I think both teams were a little bit error prone whenever we played in the Albany tournament, so I'm hoping that's going to be a cleaner ball game for us.
Yeah, so Worth County on the road Thursday. You go to Pattonsburg on Tuesday of next week, and then the King City game is on Thursday of next week. We're kind of going a little bit into the future here, and we'll talk about this more next week, obviously. You got the George Gerlach tournament at your place on Saturday, the 6th, Coach. Do you have any info on that?
Not yet. We are working on a bracket for that. We should have that by the end of this week.
That's the uniqueness of that tournament is it's played so late in the regular season. It's literally, what, 3-4 days before district starts. if you come out in a tournament format and you play well, that should put the girls in a really good place for districts and playing well in another tournament the next week.
Absolutely. And, you know, our tournament has really developed over the last couple of years. It's a really stout tournament. I think that, you know, probably like 1 through 5, 1 through 6 evenly matched teams at those games could literally go anyway, which as a coach, I think that's exciting. It's the school that's hosting the tournament. Really exciting because you want your tournament to be competitive. So I'm really excited to see how things shake out next Saturday, and hopefully, you know, we are the team.
Yeah, we'll save that discussion a little bit for next Saturday. Districts are going to be the 11th through the 13th, and see how things go there. As far as districts go, Coach, do you have North Harrison in that district? Are they going to be kind of the team you have to go through?
I believe so. It's North Harrison, East Harrison, Gilman City, and us. So I think that North Harrison is, you know, they're tradition rich over there, and they've been at the top of our district for the last several years, so I anticipate them to be making it well, anticipate the same for us. So that's a matchup that we are looking at down the road.
Well, I kind of look at three things, too, with your team, and I know you're in agreement with me on this. If you come out in districts and you field the ball defensively, you put the ball in play offensively and let your speed do their thing, and you got Lauren throwing the way that she can throw, throwing strikes, you're going to be a tough out. I could see you having a very good district tournament.
I agree. I mean, I think the capability is definitely there. We've got to be able to put all aspects of our game at the best of their ability when it comes to district tournament time. So, like you said, we've got defense and our pitching. So, when are in our aspects, we're a really tough team to beat.
Is that the biggest challenge with a young team, Coach, that you start to see some of the things that, you know, I can see it too, that you're improved between now and day one of the season, but you're not yet consistency-wise where you quite want to be? Is that the biggest step and the biggest challenge with a young team, just trying to get consistently good?
Oh, I think that's probably part of it. And, you know, some of the young girls that haven't got a lot of varsity, you know, it's getting workload, you know, there can be some fatigue built up, and so that's just something that we're dealing with, and you know, getting accustomed to just the playing level that the games are at each time. So I mean, it's a learning experience definitely, but the personnel that we have, I think we're dealing with it well.
That's a head coach of the Princeton Lady Tigers, Heather Hall. Princeton crossover game heads to Worth County Thursday night at 5:30. Thanks for the time, Coach. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Tom.